this verse explains a fundamental spiritual truth. It explains that the name of Lord Krishna is not different from the name that is Lord Krishna himself. An example helps us to understand how the holy name and Krishna are the same. He's mentioned in Indian confectioner. In the same way, the scriptures say that when the name of God Krishna and Krishna himself are the same, we learn from now and now and now. Why don't we experience this? Why don't we experience the sweetness of a God realization? What's wrong with us? Why are we so absolutely done with spiritual life? Although we have come into a spiritual movement. The explanation is given that you may not be able to experience Krishna in the form of the holy name, because you are covered by offenses. Aparada. Aparada is that which moves us away from worship, which moves us away from God. I would like to give you an example now which illustrates how you may not be able experience the substance because of having a certain covering. This example is given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Nitya instruction. He talks about a person who is covered by jaundice, and this jaundice, you see, patient takes sugar. Sugar, which is ordinarily sweet, is tasted by him as bitter. So, in the same way, someone who is covered by the
Lord, the Son is not the judgment. That is the form of the spiritual faith. When he has been in this room, he didn't feel the joy and the ecstasy of the devotees who have died according to Krishna. No, because of his disqualification. He felt Krishna to be fiery upon burning his throat, and therefore he vomited out. Sometimes he would disturb the defense because there is a turmoil taking course and going on. I feel that this is a serious problem which we all need to address in our spiritual lives. It is said that in this world there are only two spiritual entities. One is yourself. You are spiritual Sannipani Muni. And the other is Krishna's holy name. Now, one of the two, that is, you are covered spiritual. The other, Krishna, is Nitya Mukta, the holy name, is eternally liberated. My dear devotees, you can only become free from your coverings till you meet the eternally liberated spirit, the holy name, who has kindly come into this world. Only if you somehow can absorb yourself in the holy name, can you be revived from your dead life situation? Because some of you look with a big question mark to me. I will now give a simple example. Krishna, you can compare Krishna with a flame. And you with a spark. Now the moment the spark is separated from the fire, it will live only for a few days, few hours. It will be half dead. You will see this in a moment. Only when the black spark which was separated from the fire can again enter into the flames of the fire. Can the spark be saved and live again? So in the same way, it is the living entity. Because we are separated from Krishna, we must somehow meet him. And the only possibility for us to meet him is to meet him in the form of his body. We have no other chance, because he has no power. We have to meet the Lord in the form of his holy name. And this form is described to be extremely merciful. The Lord in the form of his name is much more merciful than the Lord in the form of his form. Krishna may not come to a person who is covered so much. He may not take a seat on the lotus of his heart. But Krishna in his name form is so merciful that he is
someone who has met the most merciful form of God, that is, His holy name. They experience how the holy name, although He is covered with offenses at the beginning, will slowly and slowly take things out of the heart. Almost like the holy name takes younger water. This word is governed by fear. It's called kuntaloka. And the spiritual word is called vaikuta, free from fear. I will now translate fear into modern Islam, the language of today. Yeah. Fear, translated for me into your language, is insecurity. Yes.
security, feeling out of place, that we know it. For the gentleness of the holy name, it will be important to ask one question: what can I do for you, Krishna? Many of you are connected to this temple. You come since many years, but have you already attained what you came for? Have you already attained freedom from insecurity? Have you already attained your mission in life? Have you already attained your true dharma? If not, why not? Maybe you have not chanted properly. I would like to leave you with this thought today, that the holy name is Krishna, it's totally Krishna, and if you meet the Lord, then you will get your spiritual life back. It is almost like when the spark who has lost his contact to the fire meets the fire again, then that spark will means happiness and ecstasy. Then they spark the life again and will no longer live the life of a ghost. Which ghost is guest in your language, but it means what it means. It means darkness. What is it? Is we all wear our masks. Now, we have a mask on us, not our true identity, which is visible, but it's only a mask. So I would like to show you now. Once there was a princess who heard one day a terrible voice, "Let me free, princess, let me free, princess," looked all over. Yeah. She woke up in the morning. There was the voice again. Princess, let me free. This moment she heard the voice. The forest opened and the same thing walking towards her. The same lifted and said, Princess, have you heard the voice?
Yes, but what does this have to do with you, with me, and with you?
Come with me. And the saint brought her to a lake, the lake of spiritual life. Look into the lake. The princess looked. She expected to see a beautiful face, and instead she saw a very envious face staring at her. And she heard again the voice, let me free. The saint asked her, do you want to be fed? Pointing at her envious mask. And she said, no. But the saint took his head into the water, took out that face, and gone was the endless mask. On that day, the saint took 32 masks out of the water, and she felt quite good. For 1 month, they worked taking masks. Until finally the saint said, now, next morning is your most important day. I want to ask you, next morning, no longer do you want to be dead. I will ask you next morning, whom are you? She expected to see a very clear face like on the other days, for so many masks had been taken away. But as she looked in the lake, it was a very, 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 very ugly face. And from the eyes of this ugly face came many, many more faces, thousands of faces. It seemed to be faces from her many lives. Do you know who that face was from where all the other faces came? Ahankara, the eye maker, the false ego, the face maker, the mask maker. At this moment, the princess just, as she was about to fall into the lake, she heard a voice, who are you, please? Who are you? And from somewhere, deep within her heart, the answer came. I am a servant. I am a servant of Krishna. For this evening, we will see the graveyard of the tried everything on the one way and the other. Now I think only you are the one who is in the middle. So that post that she saw, she said, "Last of me." The Ramakrishna consciousness in four words, then you must learn this verse which Shankar said. Satya, the spiritual goal. Sadhana, the way how you can reach the goal. Sadhu, the person that owns the teach this way, then find Sadhana, that's you, the person who explores the spiritual. Spread Krishna consciousness all over.
feel that the individual is only useful if he serves the mission. If he does not serve the mission, he is considered looped. It's also important that we have a mission in relationship to Krishna's purpose, Krishna's plan, that we help, that we contribute in our own individual way to that plan, the divine plan of the Lord, to benefit human souls and societies. I sincerely want to invite you to integrate these two sides in your spiritual life. First, the personal transformation, personal advancement, the personal development in your life. And second, how you can contribute to the mission of spirit and mission of consciousness. I feel that we have this authentic devotees who are enthusiastic for service, that our Krishna consciousness is from very healthy place, from very healthy places. Has happened in the relationship. Such a time, we should enthusiastically meet again and spend a day or a week together and develop and do what friends do.